This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi, how the hell are you?
Hello.
It was, for me, miraculous yesterday. I'm not talking anything about football.
No.
I'm just talking about health. Health.
What, your sinuses miraculously cleared up? Is that what it is?
It wasn't just sinuses, Mike. It was the sinuses. It was the flu. It was the achiness. It was Friday night, went home, immediately got on the couch, got that whole...
Chills?
Chills like crazy.
You got chills, and not because of Ghost Whisperer.
No.
You got chills because you were sick.
Saturday, during the Packer game, big blanket around.
Oh, that's a bummer. You couldn't enjoy your game.
Woke up yesterday, Sunday. Oh, and it was like God fixed everything at once.
One night.
Everything at once.
Wow.
And if you want to know the duration of whatever this particular flu was, which included a glandular infection,
right,
a sinus infection,
sure,
what they're calling the common flu, and also the stomach flu.
Wow.
It started in earnest on Christmas Eve. We know this because on Christmas Eve we were going to go to the Speewax.
Right.
They have kids. And I remember saying on that day to my girlfriend, I don't feel quite right.
Yeah.
And she took my temperature and she said, ah, you're okay. Uh-huh. So we went. And then Christmas night, it began.
Yeah.
Oh.
So really, it's been from then until yesterday. And I know last week I came in and said I felt better.
Well, I think
and
we could call the people over at the powers that be at the radio station and see if we can get another vacation.
And that that neti pot thing
that you
suggested,
right,
truly did help.
It did.
But I'm telling you, those of you who have had this flu and have had long suffering in its many forms know that it's amazing. Uh-huh. Sorry, Buzz, that I beat you to the finish line.
I get it.
It is amazing.
You still got it, Buzz?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm a couple of days behind him. I got mine day after Christmas, but there's hope.
Well, I was sick during the break, but I didn't have what you guys have. Mine was 4 or 5 days. So I didn't have anything stomach-wise.
No.
I didn't use a neti pot.
Right.
So
I had it all. I might as well have had an STD.
Because usually if you got it.
Just for fun.
Or I got it.
Yeah.
That means you got it and I got it.
Anyway, I'm so happy, and it's that deal almost like, the new phone books are here. When I woke up yesterday
morning.
There's
a feeling of euphoria.
Yeah.
I woke up yesterday morning. I pulled off that breathe right strip.
Right.
And it was like, oh, hold on. What is this? Oh, air. Wait a minute. And I got out of bed. And it was like, oh, wait, hold on. I don't feel like crap. 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 Why isn't the game on today? Why was it yesterday?
Do you think that the euphoria from your game catapulted you to good health?
Healed you?
No.
Brett Favre healed you?
No, I am positive. Right. I'm so superstitious. I'm positive they won because I toughed it out in front of the TV in the exact same spot. There was only one wardrobe change when they were down.
Because you were fatigued?
When they were down 7-0.
Yeah.
Went to the emergency throwback jersey. And then from there it was
That's early going to that one.
Yeah.
Oh, didn't have to change again. Felt good after that.
Okay.
Just one simple change and then in the blankie. But yesterday, feeling strong, feeling
good.
Powerful. And
when you went to the bathroom when you had the stomach flu, did you stagger to the bathroom much like Favre was staggering when he did that little shovel pass to his tight end?
That underhand pass, absolutely, Mike.
Hasn't everybody at one point or another tried to recover from a fall that way?
Oh, sure.
We don't have the athletic ability to complete a pass and win a football game.
No.
You know, but I think everybody can relate to that kind of controlled stumble that he had.
So if you've got it, I have empathy for you, and if you'd like at least one person's timetable,
yes,
that would be December 24th until January 13th.
Jesus.
That included trips to 3 different doctors and 3 different range of antibiotics. Not to mention, I am positive that over the last month, I've probably put Mucinex stock over the top.
Through the roof.
Seriously, Jack. If you can... I want to tell you something.
Hey, Jack.
If you can get addicted to the spray.
I thought you'd get addicted to the neti pot. I frankly thought, I saw that addiction. Like, how many times have you used it today?
None today.
Okay, good.
Same here.
So you're not addicted to it.
Although I do believe it's going to be part of my cleaning regimen in the future.
Okay.
Sure.
Somehow I think that can't be good.
That's just saline solution and salt going through your nasal.
Yeah, saline solution and salt probably isn't supposed to be in your nasal passage.
What if now that you don't need it for saline anymore, you fill it with stuff just for fun, like Kool-Aid? It's something that tastes good.
What if you used, like, Sambuca?
Oh, you get drunk quick, I bet.
Burn like hell.
Yeah, it would burn.
And it would be a slow pour because Buka's kind of thick.
Yeah, syrupy.
Yeah.
Anyway, my empathy for those of you who have it. Thank you for suffering with me through it. But, oh, daddy feel good today.
Good.
Now, let's start before we play the song. There was the big game on Saturday, the Packers game.
What game was that?
Joe Ardinger called me once, twice, three times a lady.
Huh. And you have these calls on tape.
On my cell phone. I didn't even realize it till today.
Right.
By the way, I called all four games correctly, much to my
surprise. Did you really?
I did.
Even the upsets yesterday.
Everybody thought I was crazy to pick the Chargers. Look at them.
Good for you, Buzz.
If only that luck had been with me during fantasy football season.
I feel good. You know what I feel good for? I feel good for Norv.
Hey, me too.
Really, yeah. I really do. I feel good for old Norville.
We'll talk about him later. Man, our whole big thing with him when he was the coach of the Redskins was that he had no emotion.
Yeah.
He had a wild hair yesterday.
That's the one game I didn't see yesterday.
Howdy. I'm not here. Call me.
Please enter your password.
Okay, here we go. Come on, Joe.
Main menu. To listen to your messages, press 1. First saved message.
This is Jackie at the Cole Law Firm. I'm trying to get in.
Oh, hold on a second. That would be obviously not something for the air.
End of message.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, who are you suing
press 7
now?
To save it in the archives, press 9. To hear more options, press resave. Next message.
Hey, it's the Ball Carter. I just said
resave.
This is my daughter.
Did you see the fat guy that drove the little truck out on the field had shorts on? Only in Green Bay, hon. Oh.
This is at 4:30, 5 o'clock
anyway,
Saturday.
That was funny. Favre's interception, not so funny.
Joe?
Good Lord.
He's still there.
Oh, no, he's down.
Oh,
no. Uh-oh. That's okay. Green Bay's going to win. Hey, call me back, man. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we're tight, right? You're my bud. So call me back. Good day. I'll call you back. I know. I'll call you back. I have 4 pounds of chili. What am I going to do with it? My cat's asleep. My beagle is asleep. My other dog is asleep. She doesn't eat chili, so... Come on over. Hey, come on over.
Come over.
I never invite you. Good day. Bye-bye.
Hey, he calls back twice more.
Wow.
End of message. To delete this message, press 7. Message deleted. Next message.
Is he by himself?
End of message. To delete this message, press 7. To save it in the archive.
There's one more, and then we'll start the show.
Message deleted. Next message.
The Ardinger files.
Yeah!
End of message. Message deleted. The Don
and Mike Show. Wow.
Anyway, we go. Hey, thank you, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
I know that Rob...
Look out!
Rob got a call from Joe a little earlier in the day as well. Is that right, Robbie? Yeah, you got a call from him as well.
Why don't you shut up?
Who's that? That sounds animated.
I don't know. Al Roker needs something, though.
The chafing would be an issue. Soothing ointment.
Thinks about that a lot.
Did you happen to hear during the NFL show when James Brown just couldn't bring himself to say our names.
The Giants led the league in sacks, and they got to get after them.
I had some guys on radio ask me this in a little bolder fashion about Tony Romo's mini vacation with Jessica Simpson. Are you okay with that?
Yeah. Some guys on the radio.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Mommy boobies.
How would you like those?
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Hi, Buzz. Hi.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
How about you, Jenna Jameson?
I will never, ever, ever spread my legs again in this industry, ever.
What? You know what it looks like in there?
Looks like baby vomit.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Here's the phone number.
Let's pick a phone, and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That was funny.
That was funny.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Now we're going to call those kinds of names soon.
I can't believe it. These guys are facts. These kids are facts. I can't believe it. No.
Thank you.
When is he a faggot?
Hey, that's me.
When is he a faggot?
Hey.
Is everybody happy?
How's you, Paula?
I'm not happy.
Shock.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Well, hi there, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
And welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome. Welcome!
Willkommen!
How's your old tomato?
Hi, Joe!
Hi, Joe. Hi there, friends. Don and Mike show. Hi, little brains. New episode on Monday. Phone number, same as it was on Friday. 877-365-3636. Not to beat the dead horse. I like beating the dead horse. Great to feel great.
Oh, yeah. On a lot of levels, I would imagine, after this past weekend.
Glad you do.
Yep, and the Packers... What can I say?
They did it.
On to SB, X, 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 I. That's it. Pack your bags, baby. We're going.
Going to the bowl.
We're going.
I feel weird.
Why?
Just a little weird. I don't root for the Giants like you root for the Packers.
No, I'm not going to accept this. This
is, I don't care whether you do or you don't. I mean, but I have like, to. I want to just say my piece here.
Because
are you going to get mad at me?
Yeah, not allowed.
Why not allowed? This, F you.
F me. F you.
Good Lord. Please allow me to explain myself.
Okay. All right.
Please.
The team that I've rooted for all my life is somewhere. Why don't we find out what Mike O'Mara thinks? Because we've never talked ad nauseum about.
Are you really?
The
do you
Red
really
Sox.
Feel that way? Are you going to be that
yes,
way?
Yes.
Shut up.
You're not even Shut going up. To. You're not even going to hear me out here.
No.
He's having a tantrum.
No.
He's having a tantrum.
No.
All right. Then I will be quiet. That's all I will be. I will be quiet.
That would be great.
I will be. That would be great.
That would be wonderful.
I'm not going to say anything. I won't say anything about the subject at all. I will simply wish your Packers good luck.
Thank you, and I appreciate
that's
it.
That's all. If that's what you require of me, that's what I will give you.
I appreciate it, and my lifelong obsession with this
you
team.
I'll say this also. You feel about the Packers the way I feel about the Red Sox.
Yeah. Correct.
Clearly.
And both statements are true.
There you go. And you wouldn't want me jumping into the last minute going, you know what? You know, I only pull it out every 10 years, but man, am I a Toronto Blue Jays fan? I don't want to hear it, Mike.
I equated it with if the Cubs had gotten to the World Series.
Impossible.
I would feel the same way if you came in at the last minute after
no.
all the no. you know, all
no,
the
no,
slamming
no.
of baseball.
You know why? Because you're not a Giants fan. You know what you are? You're a Yankees fan, Giants fan.
What do you mean a Yankees fan, Giants
you're
fan?
You're a Giants fan when they win.
Yes.
Every 10 years when they go to the Super Bowl.
Do I? No, I'm not going to accept that. I will accept the fact that I do not root for the Giants like I do for the Boston Red Sox.
You don't even watch the Giants.
Not on a regular basis.
Right.
I watch them when they win. There's nothing wrong with that. Would you tell the truth to our listening audience that wasn't always the case?
Oh, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, why should I take this moment? with
don't
my sports.
Don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad.
Don't. Mike, I'm not. I don't want to upset you.
I'm not upset. I'm everybody's. Feeling great. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I don't want to upset.
Listen,
you.
Who cares about the fact that my kid is named after one of the guys? Who cares all that? Who cares all that stuff? Let's hear about how you watched this with your dad. Okay.
No, that's all right.
Or maybe,
then, as a matter of fact,
then shall we move it to your love of the Boston Red Sox, or then your love of the Washington Capitals?
Why are you being like this?
Why are you being like this?
I'm not being anyway.
This is my day to be a happy
go ahead. Well, so I'm not trying to take anything away from it.
You squatted on it immediately.
Oh, I did not.
Yeah, you sure did.
Okay.
You set the table. First thing,
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do.
How about this? How about what I said? Hey, it's pretty great for your team. When your team won. How about that? Why do we got to come in?
I said it before I even started what I said. I said it had to be good for you to win, both
yes,
physically and emotionally, because your team won.
You said it had to be good
first
for
thing
you.
First thing I said was about your team.
And then it was, here's exactly what you said. It had to be good for you physically and emotionally. Now, let's talk about me, Mike O'Mara, and the thing that I only bring up every 10
years.
Well,
it's all about me.
Okay, well, this time it's all about me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I wear the clothing every day. I wear the socks.
I know you do.
True.
I live it. I watch every game the way you watch the Red Sox games.
I know you do.
Please.
And congratulations.
Well, as I said to you, when the Red Sox won,
can I say this?
What do I have to do with it? A lot of people have been congratulating me, and I said, don't congratulate me. All I did was watch it.
No, but when you are emotionally invested in a team like you are with the Packers, and I feel for you with that. I do, and I don't know what I could have said that would have been, would have not aroused this incredible reaction. Who's that?
Telephone.
Is that me?
It's muffled somewhere in the room.
Maybe it's
not
me.
Who is it?
Hold on.
Who is it?
Mike's checking his jacket pocket.
Hold on.
Other pocket. It stopped now.
Was it you?
Yeah, it was me.
Uh-huh.
Shock.
Was it Eli? I should just go home now.
Was it Tom Coughlin?
I should just go home.
Was it Michael Strahan calling to say thanks for the support, Mike?
I feel really bad.
Well, good.
Good. I'm glad. I know that makes you happy, so I do feel bad.
It was a big day yesterday.
I have no idea who called me.
Or Saturday.
I'll bet.
Well, you could worry about that during the break.
Right.
Or you could just stop and look at your phone right now.
I'm just turning, boy. Happy effing Monday. I'm just turning the volume down on my ringer so it doesn't ring.
Good damn boy.
So it doesn't ring. So getting back to what we were talking about, you know that I empathize with you because this is your, and I don't think people that root for a team with that much passion can understand it, but you know I can understand it. Not because of anybody but the Boston Red Sox, I can understand the way you feel about the Packers. It's the exact same way. The only difference between you and me is that you wear the clothing worn the clothing every day.
Every day.
So I do.
I
yield to you totally on this.
And there's
subject.
Also this part, and I had to go through this with my friends and family. It's one thing if I want to come on the air and maybe say something boisterously like, hey, we're going to the Super Bowl. I don't mean it. Jinx, double jinx, personal
absolutely.
Jinx.
Absolutely.
You know, seriously.
Yeah, of course.
Jinx, double jinx, personal jinx. Stop it. La, 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 la. That's what I say.
Amen.
I'm happy, but I ain't so happy that I'm realistically already thinking, oh, they're going to make it to the Super Bowl.
You can't do that after the past weekend when you watch the, San Diego. Anybody think, except for Buzz?
Kreskin over here.
Anybody think San Diego was going to win? Nobody thought San Diego was going to win.
Our man, Norv Turner. Now, here's something we can discuss and agree on. When this poor bastard was the coach of the Redskins, he had a contractual agreement with our station that we had to have this sad sack of a fellow on our show every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Win, lose, or draw.
Mostly lose.
At 4:20 p.m.
And we're talking about a guy, I know he showed emotion during the game over the weekend, but we're talking about a guy that was not emotional. He was not emotional on the field. He was not emotional on the radio. He was not energetic on the radio. It was the worst. Did you feel the same way as I did? It, to me, was the worst. Most of the time, the worst part of our broadcast.
But it stood out because
it's horrible.
Because it was so awkward, and because
we're just really trying. There just doesn't
North was such a nice guy, and we busted his balls. We even had a tape that we played. Now, a lot of the tapes we play before someone comes on the show, I play it in auditions so the people down the phone don't hear.
Right.
Like if you're going to have someone gay on, they don't hear like
gay.
Right. But like the stuff with Norv, we used to just pipe right through. Yeah. We had one cut that said, "And now it's time for the Norv Turner Report. Remember, it's not all his fault.
It's not all his fault. And now, not his fault. It's not all his fault.
And now here's Norv.
Hi. And a lot of times, really, he would open up the interview by just going. You'd hear a sigh and said, "Well, Norv, here we are again." Yeah, you're right, guys.
And we would go through the exercise with this poor bastard, you know, hey, Norv, win, lose, draw.
Right.
Do something on the sides, on the sideline besides looking constipated.
We wanted him to turn over the trainer's table in the locker room. We wanted him to, you know, dress down a guy. We wanted to have him grab the face mask during the game or something like that.
It's not my personality, guys.
No, that's not really my. But was there ever a coach that was nicer to you as far as giving you access to, like, the to sit at his desk and do all that crap?
Can you imagine? No wonder the guy got fired. I mean, when I would be out there doing that Redskins radio thing, he was so wonderful to me, and I'm such a jock sniffer, that he would let me back inside the double, you know, beep, beep doors.
Right.
And one day he goes, "Do you want to have a seat at the desk?" I'm like, "Are you kidding?" Sitting at his desk, looking out on the practice field.
Pretending that, you know, doing the whole fantasy thing. He probably knew that you were back there behind that desk, pretending for a moment that you were the head coach of an NFL team.
Sucking up to the moment of being there. And he let me do a lot of little things like that I know maybe annoyed him in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
He was just always so very nice and friendly, and it was so awkward when we would get him on the air because they would have lost like their 10th game in a row. Yeah,
they had a bad run. It was not, you know what? It was not all Norv Turner's fault either. I mean, I think the Redskins' history has proven, their recent history, that they, you know, have some other issues besides just Norv.
Yeah. You know, even when he would get his ass kicked every week, he'd show up every week, didn't he?
He'd be on the show, and he never got mad. He never got mad at us. But then again, we handled it the right way. We never were really on his ass in the kind of way that other sports guys would be. We were on his ass in that, "Norv, why don't you punch somebody out?" You know, that kind
of
attitude.
You'd give him a 10-minute pep talk, and he'd just go, "Okay, boys.
All right, guys. Hopefully under another circumstances, we can come back."
Watching that game yesterday, that Chargers game.
It was great.
Everything that we had ever asked Norv Turner to do, he did.
Wow.
I mean, he used the F-bomb. He used our Lord's name in vain. He was screaming at me, "You go there, you go there, you do this. What the F is your problem? You come here, what's going on? My zip is popping on the left side of my head. You come here. Out of control, Norv Turner. Great Norv Turner. Yeah, yelling, screaming.
It was, you know, no one expected that. And that was, he needed to do that to get that out of his team. It's great. It's fun. It makes it exciting.
But I will tell you the one, now, if just about the Packers.
Yes.
The one moment where I am just so gay for the entire experience. The snow globe, you know, the game on Saturday. I mean, the snow was perfect.
And amazing snow and unpredicted snow, which made it even more
they're
fun.
They're winning, and I'm sitting there in the little blanket, just like, and Janet's sitting next to me, and that pass that you're talking about, he does that underhand.
The shuttle pass, they call it.
That underhand thing, and the tight end catches it, and she looks over and she says, "Are you?" And I said, "He's just so great."
Get a little Rudy?
Yeah.
You get a little tear?
I just said, that's so him. I mean, really. I like to think it was the fact that the illness was just getting its last bits out of me.
Fever was breaking.
But this is the story. I mean, this is going to be one of the stories. You've got a guy that actually is surrounded by, is it true, the youngest team in the league?
Yep.
It's Brett Favre, and then it's everybody else.
Yep.
And they love the guy. I mean, they absolutely, I don't see any other quarterback where they clamor for him. They love him. They adore the guy.
Pretty great. About the only complaint I even have about that game is Tony Siragusa, please.
Goose.
I know that the Packers are winning by 20 and it's a snowstorm and you got time to fill, but I don't need to see the guy go get in the little machine that's going to clean the pathway, the little scoop the snow out of the way machine. And the problem is that they've got him in a wireless mic that's like cutting in.
His mic was horrible.
Cutting in, cutting out.
And why is it that at Lambeau Field, it was kind of like they get this weather. It's the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Right.
But I got the distinct impression that they kind of, you know, that they recruit a couple of guys out of the stands when the snow starts to fall. It's like, hey, you take this shovel and you take this shovel.
I think so.
They kind of improvise it, even though you would think they'd be prepared for it.
Have you ever seen the videotape of the day before a game when all of the folk in Green Bay who can't go to the game actually get in the stadium and they could get conveyor belts going,
mm-hmm.
and people scoop the snow out of the seats onto the conveyor belt that takes it all out of the stadium.
Yeah, and they volunteer, right? They pay them. How much do they pay them?
They pay them exactly dick.
They don't pay them a thing. They just get to come in and do it.
It's to be a part of the Packer experience.
Well, I mean, it makes it, you know, to have one game like that where the snow's coming down and they didn't expect to get the kind of snow they were going to get. And I love it when it's coming down so thick that you almost can't see the field. Yeah. That's when it's great.
They had to change the camera angle.
Right.
Everything was done on the sidelines.
And I thought that RoboCam that they put on the string, that they put on the cable above the high-def cam was going to blow up. I really did. I think maybe I just thought they might not be prepared for that. But they seem to get it done.
Yeah. So how about those Packers?
Good for you.
Let's lowball it. Thanks, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
Good for you. No, I know how you feel.
Thank you.
I'm not even close.
I got no malice. I got nothing but love for you. Why would I come in and pick a fight with you on a day when I'm feeling great? We got great ratings again, even though we don't talk about that. Right. You know, I mean, everything's on the up and up, Mike.
Why would
I pick a fight with you?
This is.
I love you, buddy. Just don't rain out. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's
raining.
And
believe me when I tell you, it's
the Packers.
It's,
man.
You know, I mean, how long has it been? They gave the stat yesterday or Saturday. It's been a long time.
10 years since they've been this far.
It's been a very, very long time. So it's
10 years. So thank you.
You know, and now that the only satisfaction I have is the fact that to watch yesterday's game. To watch that the Tony Romo meltdown, it was kind of funny. But otherwise, you know, I don't pay attention. My thing starts in March. That's all I care about. Right. That's when I get going. For now, I want to see you. You know, because I know you know what you're going to do if they win the championship and go to the Super Bowl. You're going to dance.
I'll be taking that Monday off because I'll be at that game.
You're going to dance.
Oh, I'll do a Snoopy dance. Mm-hmm. I will do the biggest Snoopy dance in the world.
Right.
Would you wear something Green Bay if I brought it in for ye?
Yeah, for you. Yeah, you'd do the same for me with the Red Sox.
Of course I would. That would be nice.
Can I say one thing about the New York Giants?
Sure.
Been there, done that. You know that. That's why I don't have the same zeal.
Gotcha.
Been there. It was a long time, and then I lost interest. And that's the guys. That's what I was going to say before. I lost it. Do I watch football? Like I watch all the playoff games. You know,
okay.
and the Giants quarterback against Favre. You got the edge there. You know,
yeah.
It's the old man against Ig the Geek.
What a madman he is, isn't he?
No, this is it. I mean, I've never
seen. He's like a brawny toilet paper roller. He's not toilet paper.
Do you know really? As far as you with the Packers, you're more of a Packers fan today than you ever have been. I've never seen you this
true
into them. They've been there before.
Yeah,
you've you got into it, but this has been, you know, I think that you've been focusing on them a lot more.
The stars are aligned for me, my friend.
Clearly.
The stars are all coming together.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Just worried about...
Make sure it's big enough, what you bring for me, all right?
What? Oh, to wear?
I mean, give me stuff from your Fat Packer era.
That stuff I got you for Christmas. Does that fit you?
Yeah, that fits me.
Great. I got that stuff.
In fact, it's a little big, actually. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, but I wore it almost every day.
Desired result.
Yeah.
Wear something just a size bigger.
Friday, you want me to wear? Is it Friday that you want me to wear that?
How about every day?
Every day this week?
Every day. No, just Friday.
Friday.
Just Friday.
You bring it in, I will wear it. Out of friendship to you, I will
like
wear that.
I'd like to dress you up in some of my goofiest Packers stuff.
I will not only wear it, I will let you take a picture of it and you can put it on the website.
I got the stuff that I don't wear. I got the cheesehead hat that's got the deer antlers coming out of it.
Right.
I got the shirt that says, like, Dem Dare, Pack Dare. I got the shirt that's the gigantic piece of cheese.
I like the colors. I've always liked the colors.
They're very similar to the Oakland Athletics.
Exactly the same.
Same color, kind of that yellow gold.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Green and gold.
I'm looking forward to it. I will wear. I like. I'd like to.
Aren't
get some
you
Packers
a dear
sweat.
Heart for coming around on that?
I have. There's no. That's what you didn't. You reacted so suddenly. There was no coming around. I was going to explain the whole deal so that you know you could take care. Now, I want one deal with you.
Yes.
This is very important. with this comes,
I mean,
you know,
yes, yes.
There's no, you know, don't if anything happens or anything, don't direct it at me.
What, you mean like if the Giants do something like step on Brett Favre's face?
Exactly.
No problem.
Okay? I mean,
no
with,
problem,
with this
Mike.
Agreement comes
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And I'm full, you know, and I don't feel like I'm doing any betrayal or anything like
no.
that.
No, I think you could have the entire team step on his face,
mm-hmm.
and he could still throw a
underhand.
Perfect pass. Underhand.
Underhanded, he could do
he'd
it.
Go to the stands, make love to his hot wife, come back down, have a bratwurst. And grow a beard all within 3 hours.
A beard.
And then, like Roger Clemens, he'd pull a truck with his teeth.
Hey, and I ain't testify. I ain't going to be deposed. Have you heard the latest
yeah,
on him?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to get into the deposition. It's starting to get thicker for him.
And
as somebody, I forgot, I think it's a guy in the Boston Herald wrote that article about Roger Clemens. When he opened his mouth to 60 Minutes, he put himself in a box.
Yep.
He put himself in a great big box.
The other guy, the trainer guy, doesn't he want immunity
McNamee.
Now? Hasn't he now asked for immunity and said, you know, if you give me immunity, mm-hmm. I'll give you everything.
Right.
And plus, what else did I hear? You know, they are such bastards. It's almost like the campaign. When Huckabee said, I'm not going to go negative, and to show you I'm not going to go negative, let me show you the ad that I'm not going to run.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So I see the lawyer for the guy, who gave the steroid injections to Clemens.
The lawyer from McNamee. And it's
right.
McNamee, right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
And this guy says, well, Roger just might want to rethink his position because we know a whole lot of things about Roger's life that have nothing to do with injections.
Oh, dear.
But we're not going to bring that. I just want you to know we have this information. We're not going to make this a part of the public field of what everybody knows, but
we don't play that.
But we've got it, but we're not using it.
I have read a number of things that indicated that Roger Clemens' lawyer should have probably grabbed him by the collar and, as big as he is, pressed him up against the wall and said, don't do this. Why are you doing this?
Why are you doing this?
You know, hey, and I hold out the possibility because you don't, there are always two sides. You don't know what the whole story is. He just, it looks like he's made some errors in judgment.
Doesn't look
even
good.
If he is not guilty of this, the way he's played it,
yep.
by getting angry at press conferences, yep. by getting angry on 60 Minutes, you
not
never
making,
know what's going to happen.
Sure,
friends.
Boy.
You never know.
Sure there, Roger. Oh, and before we hit a break here, the Golden Globes last night,
yeah.
and maybe some of you watched that train wreck on NBC.
I watched it for 5 seconds, had to turn it off.
With Billy Bush and what's her name that we used to have on the show all the time.
Odell.
When I switched over to CNN, they were running a totally different show. It had Mary Hart, Laura Spencer, all the people from the infomercial shows, entertainment shows, were reading the winners. It was a different ceremony than the Billy and Nancy thing.
Right.
But the thing that made the CNN one great was that Larry King had an open microphone, and he would make non sequitur comments. If anybody saw that, please call and back me
like
up.
Like little
on this.
Sentence fragments from
it,
Larry?
It'd be like,
pretty dress.
What's the movie that won? It starts
Atonement.
With Atonement.
A great
so,
movie. Incident.
So they say, and here's the winner, the movie, Atonement. And they just hear him, they turn it down, and he goes, Atonement, that's that was a very, very good movie. I'm not kidding.
Thanks,
and it was,
Larry.
And it was
like a little version of Larry's old column in USA Today.
It was like watching Mystery Science Theater. Really, that... Except he wasn't even on TV.
Right.
The graphic said Larry King Live, and when you're watching Mary Hart speak, you just hear, out of nowhere, she still looks fantastic. Really?
She's still great legs. Someone get me a sandwich.
If someone could tell me what was going on last night, why there was, I know no one really cares about this, but there I got into this with Janet about semantics. She was watching the thing on NBC,
right?
And I was ruining it for her because she would. They'd say, "Coming up next, the category is Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy."
It was really horrible. You can't do this and without an award show.
I would come in and say to her, "Okay, the next winner is Jeremy Piven, and that's going to be followed by that movie that
Atonement
by Atonement, and then oh yeah, that guy from the guy that wrote the screenplay is going to win." And she'd be like, well, how do you know that?
No and Country for Old Men.
And I said, because they're announcing the winners on CNN for some reason.
Oh, they really? They had it a split second before?
No, they had it 5 minutes before.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys.
It was screwed up. They were doing it, I guess, to play commercials.
Well, the whole thing was just, I know they have to get their awards, but I think this is the second time it's happened now that the networks are thinking they're going to get some ratings hay out of this thing, no. And it's not going to work. They got to bring those things. They're TV events, but they get their awards anyway.
Anyway,
it's ridiculous.
P-U-P-U.
But the Oscars, thank God, the Oscars are going to be going off without a hitch.
So far,
well, knock on wood.
Could change.
Oh, really?
Oh, sure.
Oh, no, you've got bad news.
I saw Tom Hanks screaming about that as well.
Right.
You know, what was it? What else was he up? Break time. Break time. We'll pick it up with Tom Hanks. We come back.
Break time.
Okay. Everybody take a break.
Please don't take Oscar from us. Whatever you do, don't take Oscar. You can take the Golden Globes, Critics' Choice, People's sure. Choice. Don't take my Oscar away.
What was the quote? It was something like,
I know what you're thinking of.
It was something like, it's akin to when the World Series was canceled. It's not 9/11. It was a one word.
It was something about the national fabric. He was a part of the national fabric, but I thought what you were going for is,
do you know what the national fabric is?
What?
At Oscar time, it's chiffon.
When he was on Letterman and he talked about being approached by a policeman for playing baseball on the grounds of the National Mall, yeah, he said, I was afraid I was going to have to drop the H-bomb. And Letterman said, what is that? He said, tell him that I'm Tom Hanks.
That's the H-bomb.
Oh, God.
For Tom.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Tom's been believing his press for quite some time.
A little bit.
Really believes he's Tom Hanks.
Just a little.
The great Tom Hanks.
The H-bomb.
The H-bomb. Hey, listen, they're having trouble getting our table. You think I should put the H-bomb on them?
Don't
make
it. This is Tom Hanks. I'd like your best table, please.
Hello, Peterson?
Peterson. I was in Bachelor Party.
At the money pit.
Bosom Buddies.
Have you seen Splash?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.